Yes, Peter.
I didn't attend the legislative session a couple of weeks ago, but I saw the transcript. I have a pretty good idea of the sense of the concerns of the legislators, and those concerns were that perhaps we quote directly popular columnist Mike Brown last week said, "I'm wondering about the sincerity of the players." I don't think he was talking about Bob Rindrod or the members of the bureaucrats of the Department of Transportation. I think he was addressing the so-called representatives of the environmental movement in this state. And his concern, and the concern certainly of the legislators whose testimony or comments that I read, was that this is merely a ploy on the part of the environmentalists to get their way. The land trust people may be concerned with building little empire because there's a lot of construction ahead. There's permanent infrastructure planned, and they have a vested interest every bit as much as Bob Rindrod does in wanting to salvage the railroad. So I think I really have to address the one environmental group, the one with the national name, which is the Sierra Club, the main Sierra Club. Considering all the development that has taken place with this process very recently, it's sort of surprising to see that the main Sierra Club, in their fall newsletter, says not one whit about Sears Island. However, in the fall, they did. They had an article, and they appeared to have been stung by criticism that perhaps they were betraying the cause. And they put forth, in their newsletter, an article called Setting the Record Straight. And essentially, they say what they say at their website, that they never endorsed a port plan. They refer to their history as recently as 2005 of opposing the port plan, and yet many people, including many of their own members that I've talked with, are sort of appalled to learn that they're going along with this. So, my quote from the Setting the Record Straight newsletter article, they say, "We are free to oppose the port development on environmental grounds or on any other substantive basis." I have to say that they're talking on both sides of their mouth when they say it's long been our position that appropriate use of the island should be limited to compatibly managed marine transportation. I believe that phrase means port development, but correct me if I'm wrong, Joan. I know that certainly that wasn't the position of the Sierra Club when you were endorsing the idea of removing the causeway just a couple of years ago. I think things are sort of coming to a head. I don't know if this is news to some of you, but I understand that Ruth Lath of the Army Corps of Engineers is expecting a proposal for port development possibly by the end of November, right? A short time from now. Correct me if I'm wrong about that, but that's what I understand. Really, the question, and I address it to you, John, because you are the representative of the Sierra Club, is I ask the same question that many of the legislators on the Transportation Committee were asking, what the columnist Mike Brown was asking, which is, what do you intend to do? We've seen the rough outline, the ghostly outline of a port development. It's changed the configuration of the port area, extended the area of port development down considerably, significantly further down the island. I understand that's to accommodate the 7,000-foot train that Mr. Grindrod would like to see coming down one of the three spurs of tracks. We know about a highway loop. My question for you, John, is if this proposal comes forward, do you feel that your group is in a position, as you say, Conference Street article, do you plan to oppose it? Do you feel your hands are tied by going along with this entire these two documents that we have before us? And I'll leave you with maybe you want to throw the responsibility over on Ken Klein, who seems to be running the show at the Sierra Club, main Sierra Club today. One of the club contributors asked him this very question, and he said, "We have ensured, again by this easement process, we have ensured that 2/3 of it will be protected forever, but we need all the help we can get to protect the remaining part. Do you intend to oppose a court and or as it says at the website, you in fact, and as you yourself in signing this, the original consent agreement, said, you find that although you've never endorsed a specific court plan, one's not been put before you, but I understand there's one coming, you do find it appropriate to locate a court on the island. I would like to know what the Sierra Club's position is on this."
Thank you, Peter. I think that type of a question is not within the realm of our committee. I think perhaps if you want to pose that to the Sierra
Club. Well, it's highly critical to this whole process.
I believe that you believe that, and I think that any representative of any group here, that you have the right to go back to that particular organization and ask them. I'm not asking anyone on this committee to defend anything in their positions. That's not why they're here, to defend their organization.
No, but I'm asking that individual, and the Sierra Club has a very critical role. It is the only environmental group present at this table, quite frankly. And everybody else has a vested interest of one sort or another beyond environmentalism. The Sierra Club is a group of volunteers with an ethic about protecting the environment. Let's not play games here. In my bad old days when I was a reporter a couple of years ago, I brought forward an internal memo involved Scott Dickerson and some of his friends, and they were saying, "We will go along with this," in so many words, "we are going to go along with this in order as a matter of strategy." And I've heard this personally from Scott and from a number of you here, that this is merely a strategy, but you intend, in fact, to continue to go after, as Ken Klein, the de facto head of the Main Sierra Club, you intend to go ahead with protecting the remaining portion of the island from port development.
Thank you, Peter.